Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Samach Tes Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about 7 lines into the page. So the Gemara explained that there's another way that Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that if you're shogeg only on the kares, you're chayev v'chatas, is moda to Reish Lakish, who holds that only if you're shogeg on the lav, you're chayev v'chatas. V'am Rabbiya, kol modim b'truma. Everyone agrees if a non-kohen eats truma b'shogeg, shein chayev v'chomesh, ad sheishkog b'lav shabbat. That you're only chayev v'chomesh if you were shogeg about the lav. You thought that it was chulin and that you weren't violating any Isser. Hakol modim man, Rabbi Yochanan. Who is the Hakol modim? Must be Rabbi Yochanan. Says Mar Pshita. Of course that the Rabbi Yochanan would be modim by Truma. Kiyama Rabbi Yochanan. When does Rabbi Yochanan say Yechayev a Karban, even if you were not shogeg about the lav, Hechadik a Karis? That's when at least there's Karis to be shogeg about, but Hechadalek a Karis, when there's no Karis to speak of, lo, then of course Rabbi Yochanan does not say that it's considered a shogeg even if you were not shogeg on the lav. Because if you were amazed on the lav, where was the shogeg? So answer the Gemara, no, ma'u detema misa b'makom kares omedes. I might have thought that misa b'dei shemayim takes the place of kares that you have by other averos, v'chi shogeg b'misa, and when you were shogeg about a zar eating truma, which is misa b'dei shemayim, nami lichayiv, that also should be called a shogeg kamash mlan. That's why Abai wants to tell me that misa b'dei shemayim is not the same as kares, and it's not considered a shogeg to be chayiv v'chomesh unless you're shogeg b'lav. Rava Amar Misa Makum Karis Omedes V'Chomesh Makum Karban Kai. And Rava says, no, Misa B'dei Shemayim does take the place of Karis to qualify the lack of knowledge of Misa B'dei Shemayim as a Shogeg, and Chomesh will take the place of the Chatas, so you'll be Chayev V'Chomesh in that case. So Gemara discusses, what happens if a person forgets what day of the week it is, and he doesn't know when Shabbos is going to be, he's stuck in a desert somewhere, a famous case. Amar Rav Huna, Yom Halach B'Midbar V'Eni Yodei Emesai Shabbos. He's stuck in the desert, he doesn't know when Shabbos is. Is Mona Shishiyamim Umashamar Yamechad. Count 6 days, seventh day observe a Shabbos. Chia Baravam Umashamar Yamechad Umana Shisha. No, the next day observe a Shabbos, and then count 6 days after that. So B'maikam Mechbi Marsavar Kabriyaso Shalom Umarsavar Ka'adam Rishon. The question is, what attitude do you go in with it? Like Briyasa Olam, where it started with 6 days followed by a Shabbos, or like Adam's experience, where his very first full day was a Shabbos? So Meisvei, so they ask on Ruchia Barav, it says in the Braisa, that you should observe one day l'shisha. So my love, mona shisha umesham yomecha. Doesn't that mean he first has 6 regular weekdays and then observes a Shabbos? No, lo umesham yomecha umona shisha. Maybe it means he observes Shabbos first and then counts 6 days. Yachi umesham yomecha l'shisha umesham yomecha umona shisha mibayle. Well, then instead of saying umesham yomecha l'shisha, it's say he's Meshamar Yom Echad and then counts 6 days. V'otanya, furthermore, the Brisa says, a guy who's traveling and he doesn't know when Shabbos is, Mona Shisha Meshamar Yom Echad, he should count 6 days and then be Meshamar Yom Echad. So Tiyufta, that's a Tiyufta, Techia Barav on Chia Barav. So says more Tiyufta. Taka is a Tiyufta on Chia Barav, because after all, Chia Barav is the one that says that you observe Shabbos first. Amarava, Bekol Yom Veyom, Osaloka. Every day of those 6 days that he's counting as weekdays, he should do whatever it takes to live for that day, because of Pikuach Nefesh, except for on Shabbos, that he keeps as Shabbos, he shouldn't do Malacha. What? He shouldn't do enough to survive? He should die? No, Davin Me'at Bol Shtei Parnassos, meaning the previous day, he should do enough to survive, enough Malacha to survive for 2 days. So, catch, trap animals, do whatever it takes to get food, or but wait a second, every day has an equal chance of being Shabbos, so you might be doubling up Malacha on a day that's actually Shabbos. Ela kol yom v'yom osolo parnasaso afilu ahu yom. No, all 7 days he should do whatever it takes to survive, and just the bare minimum that he needs to survive, including that day. How's he going to know that that day, in what way is he distinguishing that day of Shabbos if he's doing the same Malacha that day that he does every other day? Be kiddush of avdalta. He should say kiddush in avdalta. Amravim hayimakir miktsiyam shayatzabah. If a person doesn't know what day of the week he left, but he knows how many days have passed since the day he departed on his journey, osim melacha kol yom kulo. So then he could do melacha that entire day of the week, because he knows that he would not have left for a trip in the middle of Shabbos. So the day that he left on the journey, he knows that's for sure not Shabbos. So it's more pshita, isn't that obvious? Now, ma'ad detem akivin de Shabbos lo nafik, v'mali Shabbat anami lo nafik, v'ahi nami b'chamisha b'shabbat nafik, l'shri le'i l'mevid, Melacha treyomi. So kamash melon zimnin demishkach sheyarto mikri v'nafik. I might have thought that not only would he not have left on Shabbos, what good Jew would go on a trip, would leave on Erev Shabbos? That would be a terrible thing to do. People don't travel on Erev Shabbos. If you travel on Erev Shabbos, you're risking chil Shabbos. So I might have thought that he could make that assumption as well, and therefore have 2 days that he knows for sure are not Shabbos, and he could do melacha on those 2 days, because the day that he left on was definitely not Shabbos, and the day after he left was also definitely not Shabbos, because he wouldn't have left on a Friday. So Kamash Malan, that sometimes, believe it or not, sometimes Jews travel on a Friday. They have an opportunity that comes up to travel somewhere, and they take it. Hayodeya Ikra Shabbos. The Mishnah said, if a person knows about the concept of Shabbos, and he does many malachos and many Shabbosos, he's chayv separately for each Shabbos. Now the Reisha had said that if he didn't even know the concept of Shabbos, and he did many malachos and many Shabbosos, he's only chayv one carbon chatos. What's the makar for these two dinim? That sometimes you chayv a chatos for each Shabbos, and sometimes one chatos for all the Shabbosos. So Amar Nachman Amar Rabbi Rav, what trei kray k'siv? It's because there are two psukim. V'shamru bnei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos uksiv v'shabsosai tishmoru shabsosai in lashon rabim. So haketzad haru miyashiv these psukim. They seem to be sosar each other. V'shamru bnei Yisrael es ha-Shabbos shmira achas Shabbosos harbe. One shmira for many Shabbosos. Ve'eshabsosai tishmoru shmira achas L'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, a separate Shmira for each and every Shabbos. So that's why we could plug in the two cases, one where you chayev a korban chatas for all Shabbosos together, and one for each individual Shabbos. So Maskav Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Adraba, Ibcha Mistavra, V'Shamim Bnei Yisrael Es HaShabbos, Shmira Achas L'kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. I would have said, where it says B'Lashon Yachid, that each Shabbos has its own Shmira, that you're chayev chatas on each Shabbos, V'Shabsosei Tishmoru, teaches the opposite. Shmira achas shabbosos harbe. Shabbosos tishmoru tells me that it's one shmira for many shabbosos. I mean, it's the same limud. It's the same way we know. It's because of the stira and the psukim that we derive that there is a difference between a case where you're going to be chayiv each for each Shabbos separately, in a case where you can be chayiv once for all of the Shabbosos. It's just a matter of which pasuk teaches us which limud. Okay, so we will stop there, and Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on the very bottom of Samach Tesam and Beis, as we learn Daf Ayin Amud Aleph Bez Hashem next time.